weekend.
7 after the hour now, the Good Day Weekend program continues with the expertise, the charm, the personality, the effervescence of one Phil Limpert, who is known as the supermarket guru. And he does exude confidence because he is knowledgeable. He is really full of, I'm full of it. He's full of information, but I'm not full of it when I
am describing
Phil as the supermarket guru. Lots of things this week going on. And one of the things that's great about Phil's website, supermarketguru.com, you can find out, not on a weekly basis, but a daily basis, what's going on, because you get asked all the time to examine things, to take those taste buds of yours that have been so finely tuned over the years and give us your opinion about things. And opinions are important. Sometimes they make or break a product, don't they? Whether it's the foods that we're eating or product for your home, it's amazing. Absolutely. How many of these experts can actually be responsible for something going. It's like movies. Get a good review, bad review. There seem to be reviewers for everything, really, right?
Or like the Ford Pinto.
Oh, my God, yes. Yeah. Right.
Wonderful car. Yeah.
When people suggest that we all have a right to know what's in our food. You've seen JustLabelIt.org, some of these other sites that go after the FDA because, in some cases, genetically engineered food. There's a big move now, a big push. I think it's in the Farm Bill, as a matter of fact, to get more and more stuff labeled. Where do you come down on all of that?
Well, what I'd like to see is a uniform structure across the board. So if you look at the, Just Label It campaign that's going on now.
Yes.
It's now on the referendum in California.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like the exceptions. If you're going to do it right. And so here's the exception. That nothing in a restaurant has to be labeled. So you don't know if, in fact, anything would be genetically engineered. And meats, chickens, any animals, their feed does not have to be identified as being GMO or not.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, I think we do have a right to know everything about the foods that we eat, but it has to be across the board. It's like, again, Mayor Bloomberg with, the 16-ounce soda, and yeah. I'm in favor, of limiting that. It can't be just restaurants and movie theaters and so on. It has to be across the board. Otherwise, people are confused, and it's just not fair to the industry.
So, but how do you, let's take the restaurant example you were talking about. You put on the menu all of the contents of the food that you're serving. Assume, let's say, salmon with spinach and mashed potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
You want all that stuff to be labeled.
Well, what's the difference if you're eating it in a restaurant or buying it in a supermarket?
I don't know that there is, although my mother taught me not to answer a question with a question.
Yeah.
So.
No, but seriously, so what happens if, you're in a store, and again, keep in mind that so many of our foods are genetically engineered.
Yeah.
So, I think the number's like 95% of soy and up in the 90s of wheat and so on. So let's say we go into a supermarket and we want to buy crackers.
Yeah.
And we want to buy whole wheat crackers. And they are identified as having, a GMO in it. So I can go to a restaurant, get the same cracker, and not know whether or not it's GMO.
Yeah. That doesn't sound good.
Well, it just doesn't sound fair.
Right, yeah, right, okay.
Fair to the consumer.
Mm-hmm.
If, in fact, somebody is trying to avoid, which is practically impossible.
But they are all trying to avoid it because they know the bad rap that goes with it, which is well-deserved.
Well, we don't know. Science is not proven.
Yeah, we do.
No, science is not proven.
Hasn't
proven.
Yes and no.
That it's any less nutritious, that it's dangerous.
Okay. All right. I agree to disagree. Okay. Moderately speaking.
But talking about our right to know,
yes.
I mean, we just did a survey. We've got, you know, our consumer panel. We did a survey about...
At supermarketguru.com.
Yes. The practices that retailers are now doing, having hidden cameras to track our eye movements.
I thought that was fascinating. Store. That sort of came out this week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, explain what they're doing and then what your survey found.
Well, basically what they're doing is putting cameras behind signs and posters so that when we look at particular products or packaging or the poster itself, it will track where our eye goes so that they understand what's going to be the most powerful.
Isn't that an invasion of privacy?
Well, it's not an invasion of privacy because you're not being identified.
Yeah.
Now, the cameras that are out there can identify roughly your age within, I think it's about a three-year period,
yeah.
And certainly if you're male or female. And then that goes into the database automatically, but it doesn't say it's Doug. So
yeah.
I think invasion of privacy is when we know it's Doug, and that then becomes the issue. But what we found with our consumer panel is, first of all, very few people actually knew that this was going on.
Mm-hmm.
But over 50% of the people said, okay, the store can do this, but I want something back. I want either money or I want, you know, deeper discounts or anything else.
You're using me.
Yes.
I don't want to get used.
See, I was surprised at that finding because I would have said, no, I don't want it to be done.
Mm-hmm.
I never would have thought, yeah, you can do it if you give me back money. and I think that that's the problem that we've got in our society now, that it's all about the money. That, you know, sure, you can do terrible things, but if you pay me or give me a coupon or a discount or whatever else, it's okay.
Hmm.
And I don't think that, you know, going back, 20 years ago, we would have this. I think we'd have pickets outside of the stores
mm-hmm.
That were doing this.
But everybody's used now to having a camera on the sidewalk. Mm-hmm. You see these shows like, what's that show that's on Thursday night?
The one that was just canceled.
Cazaville. No, it wasn't canceled. That was canceled?
I think so.
Person of Interest? No, I don't think it was canceled.
No?
I think it was continued. Yeah, it's a good show.
Yeah.
All right, anyway, so you're getting this sort of treatment in the stores. They're watching you. They're doing the surveys and whatever. So what actually comes when you go? You had your survey. But in terms of the spacing of things, you say there are certain things in aisles of the supermarket. I was in a supermarket yesterday. I always am now thinking differently after listening to you. I don't even want to go down the aisle where the drinks are.
Right.
I don't want to. I think it's dirty.
Yeah.
And so you limit. I mean, I don't go to a grocery store as much anyway. I just try to supplement what I can get locally or out of my own garden now. Much of what I'm eating is out of the garden. And so there's only but get a little bit of fruit that I can't find at the local fruit stand, that sort of thing, or some cereal. But that's about it. And you still spend $100. I went in. I was there 10 minutes, and I don't know what I spent $100 on.
Mm-hmm.
It's just amazing.
That's why you have to have your list before you go.
Right. Yeah, and
that's,
the coupons.
That's the problem. Yeah. Coupons, list, coupons. Frequent shopper card, all of the above.
And they all ask you for – this is the thing, too. They all have their own cards. This now you pushed a button with me, and I bet with most people who are listening, why the heck do I need to have a card to get the best deal? Why wouldn't you want to promote if you were smart and you were running a grocery store? Instead of making feel like somebody's excluded from the club, make everybody a member of the club. Everybody gets all the savings every day, all day long. Instead of somebody who's got a stupid card, what do they get out of having the cards? I don't want them sending me stuff. So why do I have to have a card?
It's a combination of things. Number one, it's a revenue source for them.
How?
So you buy Kraft macaroni and cheese, and there's a discount when you use the card. Kraft is picking up that discount.
All right, so this is for them. It's not for us.
Well, yes.
Yeah.
Let me try to make you feel
like this is for you. That's a bunch of bunkum.
And they're collecting all kinds of data.
Ah! My God.
To you know, being able to, that's why you filled out that form when you first got the card, to be able to determine, you know, what the people in that store like and don't like and what motivates them to buy.
I don't never tell the truth when I fill out those things anyway. I give him a wrong name and address, phone number. It's all
that's
wrong.
Not nice.
I don't want him to know.
But you know, I hear what you're saying, and I agree with what you're saying, but the reality is that if you don't use the card, you're giving away money.
Yeah. See, I have like a Ralph's card and a Vaughn's mm-hmm. card and a Stop and Shop card and a Shaw's card and a CVS card and Rite Aid mm-hmm. cards. And yeah. I even get them for the dog store.
What's being tested now, and I forgot the name of it. I just got the information this past week. For small retailers, not the stores that you mentioned, but for your dairy store, for example, mm-hmm. there's now a national program being put into place that all the smaller local retailers are going to have one card. And you could use that one card at, you know, thousands of retailers across the country.
To do, get the same
thing.
Really?
Same,
why don't you send me, I'll maybe I can put a camera up in my dairy store. And when it's not watching the cows, we can watch the people see if they're sticking their finger into the cheese and tasting it without proper controls.
It's not supposed to be for security. It's supposed to be for marketing. So you could see how many people walk up to the cheese counter, for example, mm-hmm. and don't buy.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you look at that. You look at that tape and say, well, the reason that they're not buying is blank.
Everybody's buying that stuff. It's amazing.
Well, it's too high, too low.
It is a phenomenon. It's good stuff. Well, if there's something else, it's not like Groupon or that sort of thing. So that's not what this is.
No. That's discounts. Mm-hmm. Then basically, Groupon's making the money. Retailers are not. So let's say you're selling cheese for $1 a pound. Yeah. What you would do is you would then make a deal with Groupon, and you would get
a quarter.
25 cents.
Yeah, 25 cents,
and they would.
It's a great deal. For everybody except the person who's selling this stuff. 800-510-8255. Phil Lepper, the supermarket guru, is here. We're going to be speaking with or meeting Teddy Folkman in a bit. What's his story?
Well, it's interesting because these days, beer has become more important to a lot of people and pairing beer with food, mm-hmm. something that, you know, most people think of wine is doing. So he is the National Culinary Ambassador for the brewery Omegang. And this is all about pairing food with beer, and he's going to tell us all about that. And in particular, what I want to ask him about, because it's really a lot of Belgian beers that he deals with, is I'll never forget the first time I was in Belgium, and I had a Duval. And that beer for me was extraordinary.
Really?
And I'm not a, you know, big beer drinker at all, but probably like once a year I'll have a beer and it'll be a Duval. So I want to know why it's so good.
I want to know if, in fact, in heaven there is no beer. I'm going to find that out from him. 800. You got a beer question? You can ask him. 800-510-8255. Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru, is here on Good Day Weekend.
When you're running a facility, safety is key. That's why Grainger offers over 70,000 diverse safety products, and that number's growing. Everything from personal protection gear and safety signs to online safety training tools, all to help you reduce injuries and downtime and keep up with regulations. You might say safety's our middle name. Yep, Grainger, safety, Grainger. Hey, you get the idea. Cut back on costs and worries. Call quickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Coming up, the best and worst foods for your skin. What are you eating that's good for your skin? Phil Lempert is here, the supermarket guru. He's the star. It's 21 after the hour.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopia Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com. Fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
I've got you under my skin.
Mr. Sinatra with Mr. Lempert and Mr. Stefan on the Good Day Weekend program. Our focus is food, and there has been a lot of work done as to how foods affect all. I mean, we know that we are what we eat, but does that apply to your skin? And if so, at what age, Phil?
Well, from birth. Every age. Mm-hmm. So we look at certain foods, for example, fish. Fish we know is very heart healthy, but it's also very skin healthy for the same reason, the omega-3 fatty acids and the zinc that's contained in seafood. So you've got that. Also, the same thing with citrus. Citrus is a wonderful natural healer, if you would, for our skins, and especially because of all that vitamin C that's in it. And then, you know, back to your garden, any red or green vegetables, again, rich in antioxidants on the inside and on the outside of us. One of the best ones, frankly, is spinach. And not to put it on your skin, but to, you know, consume it and have it work from the inside out. And also, you know, nuts are very healthy. Again, you want to keep to the smartest nuts. And we're not talking about dry roasted nuts or salted nuts or sugar-coated nuts, but just regular nuts like almonds, for example, they're rich in vitamin E. So as a result of that, again, your skin is going to look, you know, more youthful as time goes on. And then also the one that's surprising to so many people is whole grains. Whole grains are great for our skin as well, and that's because it contains all those great B vitamins.
I'm looking at this. This is a report that I actually saw from the Today Show. I don't know. You probably come in contact with Joy Bauer, who does a lot of health stuff there. You're a regular contributor to the Today Show and a lot of other television programs. This is something because a lot of these shows women find very appealing. So is the aim at women, and does some of this stuff affect men differently? Sugar in your diet, for example.
Well, sugar is bad for everybody,
right.
Whether it's male
inside
or female.
And outside.
Inside and outside, no question about it. And, you know, we need to limit the amount of sugars of all kinds that we consume. Again, back to our conversation before, you know, I know a lot of people have vilified high fructose corn syrup, and for good reason. Mm-hmm. But for me, it's not about high fructose corn syrup. It's about the fact that it's so cheap that it's been added to just about everything, like ketchup and spaghetti sauce and so on. And I don't care what kind of sugar it is, we just don't need, you know, probably two-thirds of the sugar that we're consuming on a daily basis.
Do you try some of the theories out on your wife that you come up with when you're thinking about this?
No. No, because Laura's a very, very healthy eater.
Yes. I've noticed that when I'm eating with her. Yeah.
Lots of fish, lots of fruits and vegetables, lots of whole grains. So, no.
So that's why she looks 20, 30 years younger than you.
Exactly.
Yeah. And she's an inspiration.
Exactly.
Does it make a difference what we eat at whatever age? When you're younger, you can do more things. Your body does better on wild stuff than if you're when you're 50, 60 years old, 70. Is that a statement that's true or false?
It's true. We have, you know, more resiliency when we're younger. We can get away with more, if you would, than anything else. That's the key to it. It's not that as our bodies age, something's different. You know, it's, again, back to the sugar example. If you've eaten sugar, you know, from the time you were a kid to the time that you're 40 years old, you know, it might not have had the same effect, but it's still been working on the inside, damaging your cells.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, all of a sudden you reach 40 or 50 and you don't look so good or you don't feel so good and so on. Well, it's because you've built up, you know, 20, 30, 40 years of bad practices.
All right. So, what you, it's, just think common sense. If you're eating vegetables and fruits and that kind of stuff, has to be good for your skin. Sometimes these things, though, are, you can find products to put on your skin that are made. I mean, there's an orange product and there's a lemon product and there are all kinds of things. I don't know if there's a spinach product. The old business about putting cucumbers on your eyes.
Sure.
Right?
And all that's true. And,
it is.
And you know, yeah, what you've got to do is you've got to understand what the basics are. And if you're concerned about your skin, vitamin E, both taken internally as well as externally, is going to help your skin look better. There's no question about that.
And foods that get vitamin E in?
Again, nuts are probably one of the best sources, natural sources, almonds in particular.
Pumpkin.
And they're heart healthy.
Look at all the nuts, pumpkin, sesame seeds now. People are having all that stuff. So I guess, again, common sense doesn't hurt at all to underscore that common sense is a part of this conversation. All right, coming up in a few minutes, the owner of Granville Moores, National Culinary Ambassador. No, wait a minute. Granville Moores is the name of the place that Mr. Folkman owns.
Correct.
But
that's his foreign restaurant.
Right, and he's a member of this culinary ambassadorship. Is that he's an ambassador
Correct.
For breweries?
And
all
they
right.
started a hop chef competition instead of hop chef. Hop.
Yeah, a hop chef. All right, that's coming up here on Good Day Weekend with Phil Lempert.
When you're running a facility, safety is key. That's why Grainger offers over 70,000 diverse safety products, and that number's growing. Everything from personal protection gear and safety signs to online safety training tools, all to help you reduce injuries and downtime and keep up with regulations. You might say safety's our middle name. Yep, Grainger, safety, Grainger. Hey, you get the idea. Cut back on costs and worries. Call quickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Don't forget to check this week's Sunday coupons for special deals.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people of you to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Now 33 after the hour, 27 before the new hour, casual conversation about what is good for you in the food department. The supermarket guru, the man who knows what's going on in the supermarket, the stores, food purveyors, large and small, come under the scrutiny of Phil Lemper, the supermarket guru. Check out his hits and misses delivered straight to your inbox. You sign up for him at supermarketguru.com. The essence of what is in the store, and I was actually, as a preface to our conversation with Teddy Folkman, wondering whether beer and wine are becoming a bigger thing. We've all understood what you've said, Phil, about the drink aisle, the soda pop, or whatever you want to call it, is the most profitable in the store. So does it hold, if you are able to sell beers and wines in supermarkets, that that's a really big profit center as well?
Yes, which is why so many states and so many state food industry associations lobby to sell beer and wine. Not only is it profitable, but also it keeps the customers in the stores versus having to go out to another store or to a liquor store or somewhere else where they're going to spend money on other things that they could be buying from the supermarket.
Mm-hmm. All right, so let's get into some of the considerations when it comes to beer and what you put it together with. This is the barbecue season, so a lot of people drink a lot of beer outside. It's hot. Beer supposedly quenches your thirst. I don't drink beer. The only beer I've ever had in my life was 3-2 beers, like drinking salt water. I might as well jump into the ocean and have a gulp.
That's why you need to drink a good beer.
Well, I don't like it. Frankly, I don't like it because there's a history of abuse in my family, and it was beer. So, I mean, that's me. A lot of people love beer, and beer can be, as my understanding takes me to looking at beer, very healthy for you.
Mm-hmm.
You
know, it's very nourishing.
Fat.
And that's why we asked Teddy Folkman to join us, to tell us all about, you know, beer and beer pairings. But first, you know, and you're going to chuckle at this one, Doug, instead of a Top Chef competition, they have a Hop Chef competition.
Hop. As in hops.
As in beer. Hops, not like in bunny rabbits.
No. This is the stuff. By the way, this stuff is very good for cows. I would like to be able to get a source of what's left after the beer, the hops and the grains and stuff. Teddy, thanks for joining us. I have a dairy farm. Cows love anything that's fermented. They love this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Love it. Yeah.
I mean, Spent Water Brewery, Omegang, goes to a lot of the different dairy farms in the area for feed for the animals.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so, Phil, we're ready to go. You're the expert. I'm not. Certainly when it comes to beer, I'd be the last guy you'd ask any questions of.
Well, Teddy, first of all, tell us about what this hop competition is all about. And then, you know, we want to be able to get people to think a little differently about pairing different foods with beers. And to Doug's point, you know, a one-on-one on how beer is a healthy beverage for people as well. So let's start with the Hop Chef competition.
Absolutely. The main goal of the Hop Chef competition was to get chefs to start thinking about beer, not only just at the dinner table as something that you pair with great food, but also something you incorporate into the cooking process. So basically, beer deserving its rightful place on a dinner table and in the kitchen at the same time, where these chefs come up with really creative ideas with pairing beer and food, and then they're simply just judged on it by local, local celebrities, local foodies, to see who comes up with the best pairing based on our pairing principles.
So give us some examples of what those pairings have been, the most interesting ones.
The most interesting one so far was called Rare of the Dog, and it was from Chef Jamie Ortiz in Albany. And he literally just tried to recreate the hair of the dog where you crack an egg into a beer and you drink it. But he, instead of doing a raw egg into the rare vase, he created a sphere using elderflower liqueur and some yellow food dye and some cream. So it looked like an egg yolk, and then a simple syrup with some of the different spices that are prominent in the rare vase. So when you actually poured the egg into the beer, you had this wonderful new flavor creation utilizing, you know, the beer and another ingredient.
Now, you also mentioned, you know, cooking with mm-hmm. beer. And, you know, I know a lot of people out there who are listening might have cooked with wine or another alcohol and so on, and had mixed results, because what people forget is the alcohol burns off and the sugar burns off, and the flavor, you know, from a nice glass of wine when you pour it on something might not be the same after you cook it. What are some tips that you could give our listeners about cooking with beer? What should they do and what shouldn't they do?
Absolutely. One of the things you really just need to start doing is experimenting. Beer, when it reduces, it typically gets a little bit bitter. It's because the hops, the citrus flavor, that bitterness, the IBUs, stays. Those essential oils stays with the beer when you reduce it. So you're intensifying the flavor. One of the things you can do to counter that is add a little bit of sugar and a little extra salt to the dish, and that actually kind of balances out that bitterness in the beer and gives you that true beer flavor in the dish. And also, try starting off with some of the fruitier beers, like the lambics or the cherry beers. Those things, kind of inherent flavors in different wines that you're comfortable with. So start with a beer that's, you know, kind of similar to a nice fruit-forward wine.
Now, it's interesting you talk about the fruit beers, because that's been a trend in Europe for a long time. And in fact, during the last Olympics, we did a segment on the Today Show. I had to fly up to Vancouver, and Lester and I were drinking beer at, I guess, what was the equivalent of like 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock in the morning, on top of a mountain, mm-hmm. and we forgot about, you know, altitude and how that affects when you drink. So
yeah.
By the end of the segment, forget it.
This has been a very interesting segment.
There you go.
Yeah, but we did have some fruit beers from Canada, too. But here, they really haven't taken off.
It is a growing sector. One of the fastest-growing sectors, of course, of the beer industry is the craft beer segment. And one of the categories of that craft beer that's really booming are sour beers and lambics. People are trying to experiment more with Brettanomyces, with the different types of yeasts that actually add this fruity, sour flavor to the beer, and also incorporating fresh fruit into the brewing process.
Excuse me for a second. Yeah. I am going to jump in.
Okay.
fruits, let's talk about the fruits you put in, because this intrigues me. Mm-hmm. I would drink, once in a while, I have some wine, or I would have some kind of a schnapps, if it's fruity, if it's sweet. I don't like bitter anything. And so
you're buying like Concord grape Manischewitz wine?
Yeah, Manischewitz is great. I drink that stuff. Oh, absolutely. This is, in my mind, this is fine wine. It's wonderful because it tastes like drinking soda pop.
And you don't have to worry about, you know, a cork.
No, not at all. The cap's right there. It's handy. I can mix it with my orange juice as far as that's concerned. So anyway, do we have the same possibility? One of the members of my staff Monday through Friday is a guy who knows a lot about beers, and you know, he teases everybody. He's a real man because he's drinking. Yeah, Richie Drinks is a real man because he drinks real beer. So now I'm not, because I like these tutti frutti drinks, and I'm hearing you're going to put this fruits, maybe various fruit elements into beer. So you might get me to try beer if it was a nice.
Well, they're available now.
Where? I had never heard of them before.
Yes.
Leafman's Frutess is a very popular one.
What's it called?
Leafman's Frutess. It's actually a beer that has some great raspberry notes to it, raspberry and cherry flavors.
Leafman's, L-E-A-F-M-A-N-S?
E-L-E-I-F-M-A-N-S.
L-E-I-F.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to look. Is that around where I am, Phil, do you think? Be available?
Yeah, sure.
All right.
Sure.
Leafman's.
And, you know, you have to drink it with a straw.
And on ice.
And on ice.
All right, you guys. Go ahead. Keep giving it to me.
The Leafman's for test, actually, they recommend it over ice. It's no, seriously, if you go on the website, you can see them.
Can we add a little corn fructose sugar to it to make it taste even better?
Never.
Okay, but now I've got a serious question here.
Okay.
I was telling Doug before the program today that I will never forget the first time I went to Belgium and had a glorious dinner there and so on, and the people I were with, and this goes back a ways. This is probably a good 25 years ago, if not longer. And they ordered Duval beer. I never tasted Duval before in my life. And I'm not a big beer drinker. I loved it.
Yeah.
Fell in love. Why is Duval so good?
I mean, Duval is one of those beers. It's been uncompromised ever since its inception. I mean, the yeast strain has been the same since 1918. I think
what does that mean?
The yeast is one of the most important things in flavor profiles of a beer. It reacts with the sugars. It adds flavor, it adds the alcohol and everything like that. So the different yeast strains are some of the most important parts of the brewing process. People have proprietary yeast strains that only they can use in their beer to create carbonation, flavor, and that sort of thing.
So it's like the guarded secret of Coca-Cola kind of thing.
Absolutely. Your scientists are some of your most coveted people at your brewery. But as far as Duval is concerned, I mean, they have gotten a perfect score in a blind tasting. They are truly one of the most highly rated beers in the world. I think it just, like I said, it's there's so much tradition in that beer, and there's so much, they don't mess with anything. I guess you can kind of consider it the baker's perspective from making beer. Everything is exact. Everything is controlled. Everything is in the same environment. They don't, you know, they don't mess with it during the brewing process, and it comes out, in all honesty, perfect every time, whereas American craft brewers, they have the tendency to take more of a chef's approach where you tweak recipes in the middle of it. You know, even after you put it out, they still tweak it for the following batch.
Interesting.
So the Hop Chef competition, let's talk a little more about that, right?
Mm-hmm.
In essence, who's in on this?
I think Doug wants to submit a recipe here.
Yeah, raspberry and strawberry. Add that to my hand.
Yeah, but you can't use Budweiser.
Oh.
Right now we're starting off in three cities. We've already done New York City, D.C., Albany, and then we're headed on July 10th to Philly to do their Hop Chef tournament.
I went to school in Philadelphia, undergraduate, and Doug brought up something, before or during one of the breaks and so on. I remember when I was in college, we had beer that had such a low alcohol content. It was horrible. I'm trying to remember.
They don't allow that in Philadelphia because the mummers protested and threw it all out. So now you can only get real beer because the mummers put an end to it.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Hey, listen, I get around.
I think you're making that up.
Nah.
Yeah.
Keep going. Go ahead.
It was called Prior. Prior beer. I don't even know if it's still around.
You know what it is? Yingling is a beer that's made somewhere between Philadelphia and Pittsburgh, and that's actually quite an, I don't say up and coming, but when it comes to some of the, what he's called non-major brand, that's one of the survivors that's done pretty well, isn't it, Teddy?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's, they've increased their production so much that they've opened a brewery in Tampa, Florida to help keep up.
Wow.
And that's one of those beers that's, you know, they only do two, they only do one style. They do the, well, they do the black and tan and stuff like that, but they're traditionally known just for their lager.
And by the way, the only reason, for a guy who doesn't know anything about beer, for me to know about Yingling, the only reason I know is because Frank Yingling, the son, the grandson of the founder, went to Heidelberg with me, and that's, I never knew that he was associated with a beer company. I didn't even know there was a Yingling beer until a couple of years ago, and we were thinking about asking him for some money. That's the first time I've put the two of them together, actually. That's so a, back, I'm told it's quite to a good Philly. Beer.
Back to Philly. What do you think? You think that somebody's going to come up with, you know, like a beer Philly cheesesteak or something?
Well, in all honesty, I mean, Philly is probably considered one of the, if not the top craft beer cities in the entire United States.
Really? Why?
Absolutely.
Why is that? Oh, that's besides Yingling. And
you know, they kind of picked up on the beer culture before everybody else did. They had little craft breweries opening up all over the Philadelphia area. They have the largest beer week of any city in the country. I think they have like 500, 600 events in like 10 days. And one of the main things and the driving factor usually is the demographic of the population, because craft beer drinkers tend to be people who kind of crave the, you know, something better, a little bit better for themselves and rewarding. Yet finer wines are so expensive. You want a great wine or a really good wine, you're paying upwards of $25, $30 a bottle, whereas a great six-pack of beer is going to cost you $12, $13.
Wow. All right, we'll continue this conversation with Teddy Folkman. He's the owner of Granville Moores, and we're talking about the different stages in the new kind of age of brewers, if you will. It's 12 minutes for the hour.
When you're running a facility, safety is key. That's why Grainger offers over 70,000 diverse safety products, and that number's growing. Everything from personal protection gear and safety signs to online safety training tools, all to help you reduce injuries and downtime and keep up with regulations. You might say safety's our middle name. Yep, Grainger, safety, Grainger. Hey, you get the idea. Cut back on costs and worries. Call quickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg talking to you about the three ingredients of life. Now, I read a quote from an individual by the name of Christopher Morley, and here is what he says. There are three ingredients to the good life. One, learning. Two, earning. And three, yearning. Now, understand the root of all one of those three words is, in fact, earning. And all we did in the beginning was put L for learning. We can't earn unless we learn. So once we learn, we can earn. But then what happens? We don't want to stop at what we've earned. We want to continue to earn more. That's called yearning. Just put a Y in front of it. And then that circle continues. The circle of life, the circle of success. Learning, earning, and yearning. Always take that circle. Get up in the morning and say, what am I learning today? What am I going to earn from it? What am I yearning for tomorrow? And here's my journey in life. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Quiet diplomacy between the U.S. and United Arab Emirates governments has failed, and a life hangs in the balance. Zach Shaheen, a U.S. citizen, has been wrongly imprisoned in Dubai for 4 years without bail or trial, awaiting trial on false accusations against him, and American officials have yet to speak out on his behalf. In desperation, Zach has declared a hunger strike, which has gone on for nearly a month. To help Zach, Secretary of State Clinton must now publicly demand that the UAE grant Zach immediate and reasonable bail. Zach Shaheen.
Secretary Clinton, please do not let me die in Dubai prison for crimes that I did not commit and with no chance to prove my innocence. It has been 4 horrific years separated from my family. Why do you speak out for non-Americans but you won't for me? Please demand that the UAE grant my immediate and reasonable bail. Please make a public statement before it's too late.
Help save Zach. Visit FreeZach.com and urge your senators and congressmen to take action.
800-510-8255, email to supermarketx, it's phil@supermarketguru.com, right?
Yes, correct.
And strangely enough, it's doug@dougstefan.com. Amazing how that works. We continue our conversation with Teddy Folkman on beer.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG clubs and survival bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
It's like St. Patrick's Day, but a little bit late. This is Father's Day weekend, so if you're thinking about something special for your dad, maybe these beers we're talking about would be a good idea as a Father's Day present. What do you think? That's an idea, Phil, well, right?
Yeah, you know, one of the things that I like is when people go to different people's homes or for barbecues or whatever else, that they take a couple moments and when they're in the store and they do buy unusual beers to bring to someone's house. I've had that happen a number of times, and I just go, wow, you know, that's somebody who took a little bit of time to think about doing something different versus just going to buy a six-pack of whatever. Or, you know, it's nice when you see something. Like if I brought you the raspberry beer.
Yeah, I'd drink it.
Yeah. You'd go, wow, that's kind of cool.
Yeah. All right. So Teddy Folkman is here, the owner of Granville Moores. Where is that, by the way? Is that New York? Or no, Washington. You're
yeah,
Washington,
D.C.
Washington,
yes.
Yeah. All right. So this the brewing world, the microbreweries, and now we're adding stuff to beers. What's the limit? Is the sky the limit? How much can you do with all this?
I mean, I really do feel that the sky's the limit right now. And a lot of what the trends are really interesting every year. About 4 years ago, everybody was brewing the best IPA. That's what you were talking about, that bitter beer.
Mm-hmm.
It's really like, that tastes like grapefruit juice or something like that. Now people are going towards a more worldly approach, like the sour beers and the fruit beers are becoming big trends right now. Yeah, and as far as, you know, the limitations, probably just alcohol content. I mean, there are some beers out there that do tip the scales over 15%. They're called barley wines, but when you age some of the beers, they do get up in alcohol.
15, so. What is it normally? What's the normal, like you said, but I don't remember what you said.
Well, I've been dealing with Belgian beers a lot for the past couple of years, so my normal is about 6.5%, whereas a Miller Lite tends to be around the 4.5%, 5% area.
Hmm. Miller Lite. Mm-hmm. Why is that? That? None of the commercial beers appeal to me at all. I don't even know what Bud Light and Miller Light and what are the others, Coors. What's the big deal with them? Why do people?
Personally, they're you have to kind of take a step back and look how you know, the beauty of the process of their breweries. I mean, Budweiser brews like tens of millions of the same exact beer every single time. So the quality control and that sort of is amazing. But I really feel the American palate, I mean, those types of beers are actually dramatically on the decline as far as sales, whereas craft beers are just going through the roof because people are looking for something a little bit different, a little bit better.
The Bush family got out just in time. Everybody yelled and screamed that we're going to ruin this company, but somebody was smart enough to know it was time to get out.
Yeah.
Right. All right, so there's a big to-do in California about foie gras. There's a ban on it, and I wonder about delicacies like this. People say that's a wine, and the foie gras, it goes with wine. It's not a combo you put with beer. Is that true? You think the beer is getting sophisticated enough so that actually people of taste will have, you know who I'm talking about, the people who have lots of money. Beer isn't thought of as something that people who are well off drink. That's for the people who...
I disagree with that. I disagree.
What do you think about that, Teddy?
I think it's one of my key aspects of my job is to start introducing people to the fact that great beer does deserve great food. And as far as a foie gras, I mean, you go ahead and reduce a nice vanilla porter, add in a little bit of, you know, some vanilla bean into it and just a little sugar and pour it over that foie gras, and you have a really nice sweet accompaniment and with a slight bitterness to a really rich dish.
All right, I'm getting some email here. Anita Purple Haze from New Orleans has blueberries in it. Let's see here. Blueberries and orange, apparently. Magic Hat number 9. What's that?
Those are craft breweries that kind of what you call brewing introductory craft beers.
Right.
They're starting to introduce the American palate to the different flavor combinations that could come into beer.
Right.
And they're doing great things with
so
that.
So you've convinced me I'm going to try this stuff. We're going to
have it.
As a matter of fact, next time you and I get together, Phil, let's see if we can we'll go someplace. There's that joint that you take me to for dinner.
Yes, McCool's. McCool's has a whole bunch of different beers, too.
Fruity beers?
Maybe I'll send you guys a couple.
That's it. Send Phil. And that'd be very nice. Teddy, thank you. It was nice meeting you. Go online to greatbeerdeservesgreatfood.com and get a little more up your alley if you're a beer drinker. greatbeerdeservesgreatfood.com. The supermarket guru is Phil Lempert. Every week at this time, he's the star of the program. It's Good Day Weekend program at 59 past the hour. Happy Father's Day. You may